We're doing the Rambam's introduction to Mishnah, and we're up to page Nun Tet, the bottom of the page. We're up to the last Seder, the last order. The Rambam now is going to explain to us the breakdown of Seder Taharot. Afterwards, Rebbe taught us the order of Taharot, which is really a reference to all the laws of impurities, but we use a pure term, we use the reverse, we call it Taharot, the order of purity. Really, the whole order discusses impurity. But we're using Lashon Nekiyah. We're using a cleaner language. V'etzil Masech Kelim, Rabbi began with the tractate of Kelim. V'inyano lichlol ikarei Tumah. That in Kelim, really we have the basic principles of the laws of Tumah, of impurity. V'lizkor kol ma shu mekabel Tumah v'sheino mekabel Tumah. And what's mentioned is also what can become Tameh and what cannot become Tameh. K'chsheizkor lanu ma shu mekabel Tumah. Because when Rabbi enumerates in that tractate which types of vessels can become tame, have the potential for tuma, for this defilement, so out of that tractate we end up knowing not only which vessels can become tame, but also which cannot. Following tractate Kelim, we have the tractate of Oalot, and the purpose of that is to give us the laws of the defilement of the dead. And Rebbe began with this tractate, Masechet Oalot, that's the first in the order of the tractates of specific defilements, because the most severe Tum'ah is the Tum'ah of the dead. And following that, we have the tractate of Nega'im, the blemishes, the white spots of Tzaras. V'inyano shum daver b'tumat Tzarat, sham tzura yitameh v'ohil. And the topic of that tractate is the defilement of Tzaras. We know that a person who has Tzaras makes the whole tent defiled. V'yesh bo k'tzat imyon mitumat met. So there are certain similarities between the defilement of a mitzora and tumat met, the defilement of the dead, k'mo she'itbeo b'mkomo, as will be explained in its place. U'ch'sheishvim tumat met v'adumelo, and now the Rebbe concluded telling us the laws of tumat met, the defilement of the dead, and what's similar to it, the defilement of the mitzora, ba ledaber b'inyan tahora ham teheret mina tumah. So then Rebbe came to tell us the laws of purity. How do we become pure from this defilement? V'hi parah duma. So then we have the laws of the red heifer. V'viachal negeim masechet parah. So following tractate negam, we have the tractate of parah that tells us the laws of the red heifer. U'chshishrim l'daber al atumot hachamurot v'echtar ratam. And when Rebbe concluded telling us the more difficult, the more weighty defilements and how we become pure from them, diber b'inyan atumot hakalot, then Rebbe goes on to discuss the lighter forms of tumah, she'en ve'enela ha'arev shemesh, that in those tumot, one is required to wait till nightfall, and then one can become pure. V'sider achav parah masechet te'arot, and after the tractate of parah, so Rebbe has the tractate of ta'arot, v'kara shema ta'arot b'lshon nekiyah, and he called it ta'arot using a clean language, she'arei hadibur bahu v'tumot, because in essence really we're discussing the defilements. Ve'od she'idiyat ha'tumot matzich ladat inyan ta'ara. And also because by when you know the defilements, so you also have to know how you become pure from them. Hashem yachshov achshev she'inyan kriyat shem ha'seder seder ta'arot. One might think that we call this whole order the order of ta'arot. U'kriyat shem ha'seder men ta'arot. And one of the tractates is also called ta'arot. Shehu tfisa alam chader. That maybe there's something to claim against Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, the one who compiled all of this. Maybe he made a mistake. We say that this is not a mistake when it comes to the laws of logic. Sometimes we find specifics which have the same name as the general term. We have the general term malach, which refers to 12 levels of malachim, and one of those levels is also called malach. We have the general term nevuah, which refers to nevuah and ruach hakodesh and different levels of prophecy. One of those levels is also called nevuah. So you find that sometimes you can have a term which refers to its generic form, and it also affirms the specific aspect of the generic form. And when Rebbe concluded speaking about the weighty tumot and how we become pure from them, And then Rebbe told us about the lighter forms of Tumah. So now that Rebbe concluded talking about the weighter Tumah and how we become Tahol, and the lighter Tumah, so now he's going to explain how do we become Tahol from them. We go to the Mikvah. So the next tractate is the tractate about the Mikvah, the what they call the Ritualarium. One of the names for it. And after all of this, Rebbe has the tractate of Nidah, mipnei sheinah tumah chlalit l'chol min adam, because Nidah is one form of Tumah that only encompasses half of humanity, only the female part of the world. V'sidar achal mikvot Nidah, so following mikvot we have the tractate of Nidah, v'achal Nidah machshirin, and after Nidah we have the tractate of machshirin, which discusses how food can become tameh. We know that food does not become tameh. Food cannot become tameh unless it's come into contact with one of the seven liquids. Yad Shachat Dam, right? The seven liquids are, the acronym is Yad Shachat Dam. Yayin Dvash, Shemen Chalav Tal, Dam Mayim. These are the seven liquids. So after Nidah we have Machshirin. And really we would think that following tractate Nidah we should have the tractate of Zavim, which discusses the flows which are similar to the menstrual flow. But really Rebbe proceeded with Machshirin before giving us the tractate of Zavim, because in the verse we also have the concept of Hakshara, getting food to have the potential for Tumah, that is mentioned before the laws of Zava of this flow. So we see that Machshirim is in an earlier parsha than Zavim. In following Zavim, we have the tractate of Tvul Yom, as the verse orders them. So Tvul Yom is about a person who immerses in the mikvah, and until nightfall, he still has a lower level of Tumah. For example, a man who emits sperm. The Eidwa Tumot Amuktumot Kulan Kolot Kolaguf. And these earlier Tumot are Tumot that encompass the body completely. Ritzonolo Makshiga Ben Adam Yitma Kol Gufo. Meaning, if you touch one of these Tumot, so a person becomes completely Tame. Uvishvil Zeba Ledaber Al Tumat Evrechad Levad. And therefore, now Rebbe speaks about Tumah of one limb. V'sidera Chatvul Yom Yadayim. When do we have one limb? The hands. That's the tractate of Yadayim that discusses how only the hands can be Tameh. V'achar Yadayim Okatzin. And following Yadayim, we have the tractate of Okatzin, which discusses the stem. When you have a fruit, so you have a little piece of the tree that's attached to the fruit, right? That's called the Okatz. So this whole tractate discusses that part of the fruit with regard to Tumah. And Rebbe left that tractate for last, because really that whole tractate our sages derived with logic, and it doesn't have a basis in the verses. With this tractate Rebbe concluded all of Shas Mishnayos. The last tractate is Okatzin, the small tractate that discusses the stem of a fruit. It comes out that in the order of Tarot we have 12 tractates. We end up having throughout the Mishnah 61 tractates. And you have 523 chapters in all of Shas Mishnayos. So today we finished the Rambam's explanation on the order of Tahot, and with that we've concluded the explanation of all of Shas Mishnayos. The Rambam explained that we begin with Kelim because Kelim describes which vessels can become Tameh, and then we know which cannot. Olot is a continuation after Kelim because it tells us the laws of Tumat Met, which is the weightiest Tumah. Afterwards we have Negaim, which is similar to Olot because it discusses the Tumah of Metzorah, a person who has this white spot that makes him Tameh, and he could even make a whole ten Tameh just like Tumat Met. After we concluded these weightier tumot, we discuss how you become pure from tumat met. We have Masechet Para about the red heifer. After that, we go on to the lighter tumot, and we have Masechet Taharot. And the Rambam mentioned that it makes sense that you can have a general name, and one of the specifics share the name of the general name. Taharot is the order, and Taharot is also the Masechet. Afterwards, we have the Masechet Mikvaot, how we become pure from these lighter defilements. And then Nidah, which is a tumah that afflicts only half of humanity, only the women. After Nidah, we have Machshirin, like the order of the verse, and then Zavim. After Zavim, we have Tvul Yom, which is also the order of the verse, and then we go on to the tumah that afflicts only one limb, which is Yadayim, and we conclude with Okatzin, which is a tractate that is based solely on our logic. There's no real source for this whole tractate in the verses, and with that, we've concluded the description of the order of Sedot Tahot and the description of all of Shas Mishnayot.